Okay, today's daf is Bamitziah, daf Pei Gimel. And we are on Pei Beis Amud Beis, the last daf, the last amud of the sixth parak, moving on to the seventh parak, Hasocher to Hasocher. That's today's plan. And we'll start with Pei Beis Amud Beis. Let's start with the two dots, back right after the Mishnah. So the Mishnah, according to the Machlokas, when somebody is carrying a barrel for someone from place to place, somebody's working for someone else, and they are carrying a banner and it broke, whether they're a Shomer Chinam or a Shomer Sachar, the Tanakhama says, Yishava. They swear, what do they swear? Rashi says they swear that they were not Poshea, and then they will be Pater. And Rabbi Eliezer says, Zevezeh Yishava. V'tamia aniyim, yicholin Zevezeh Yishava. Well, we'll have to see exactly what Rabbi Eliezer means. Rashi had said, Klomar, Afani Shamati Mirabos like Rabbi Meir. I also heard, like, from my Rabbi, like Rabbi Meir, that Yishava, but Avotameani Azeh, but I am wondering whether this is true or not, and how could they be putter just based on a shvua? Not a clear, exactly clear in the Mishnah what was Rabbi Eliezer's taina. We had a brisa again, according to the Machlokas, giving a name to the Tanakama of Rabbi Meir. So now we have Rabbi Eliezer Omer Zevze Yishava Tameani Yemichol Zevze Yishava. So what's the Nikudas of Machlokas? Lameimra, is this to say to Sava Rabbi Meir Niskalafo Sheahu? Is that the issue that is under discussion? The sugya of Baba Kama, when somebody trips in the street, are they called a poshea? Are they called negligent? Rabbi Meir, who says, you could swear and be putter, right? I fell down, and then you'll be putter, means falling down is not your fault. You're chayav for poshea. So if you're swearing that this one happened, doesn't that show that Rabbi Meir holds that Niskal is not a poshea? But Vatanya, but then we learn in the Brisa, in Baba Kama, Nishbra Kada Velo Silko, Nafla Gamblo Velo Hamida, if someone's kad breaks in the street, and they did not remove it, and then somebody gets damaged from it, or their gamal fell down, and they did not lift up their gamal in time, Rabbi Meir, Mechayev Behezekan. Rabbi Meir is chayev in the hezek, after falling down, and the items are still on the street. We hold what's the nekudas amachlokas there. So you see, Rabbi Meir is the one that says that if somebody falls down and his stuff is in the street and it damages, so they are responsible. Meaning this kal posheahu, and the rabbanon are the one that say no, pater medini adam. So, ask the Gemara, Stira, if that's the sar for Rabbi Meir in our Mishnah, then we're stuck. So Gemara answers, Amar Rabbi Lazar, Tavra, Misha Shanazu, Lo Shanazu. What does that mean? The Ritva says this is used in an unusual sense, right? Usually, Tavra means you have one Mishnah, you split up the Mishnah, you cut the Mishnah, and he's talking about two different cases or two different people. Here, it's a little different. It's Trey Tanoi, Alibid Rabbi Meir. Two versions of what Rabbi Meir said, right? Two Talmidim, and that's the difference between our Rabbi Meir, which seems to hold our Mishnah is Niskal Laf Poshea, while the Mishnah, the Brice over there in Baba Kama is Niskal Poshea. But assuming this is the Shita of the correct understanding of Rabbi Meir, so now we go into talking about Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Yehuda was in the Brisa, or the Brisa is quoted that we did at the end of the last year. Rabbi Yehuda is v'chalik between Shomer Chinam and Shomer Sachar. Shomer Chinam can swear, and Shomer Sachar has to pay. So now we continue. V'yasa Rabbi Yehuda l'meimar, and Rabbi Yehuda comes along and says, Niskal is lafosheya, and therefore Shomer Chinam yishava, right? Shomer Chinam could swear because Niskal Lafosheya, as was said earlier, Shonosi Sachar Yishalim, but Anosi Sachar, Shomer Sachar, can pay, has to pay, Haikidine Vahaikidine, right? Each one following, their din, because as we know, Shomer Sachar, even if he wasn't Poshea, he's gonna have to pay. It's no worse than a Gneva Vaveda, and therefore he would have to pay. V'yasa Rabbi Eliezer Lameimar, and then Rabbi Eliezer, we're combining all three Shitas, the two in the Mishnah and the two in the Brisa, right? In the Mishnah we have Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Eliezer, in the Brisa we have Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, we're talking about all three. So now the third one, V'yasa Rabbi Eliezer Lameimar, and Rabbi Eliezer says, he's the one that just has the rhetorical question in our Mishnah, in Gemara Rabbi Meir, yes, I have a Misora like Rabbi Meir, Umihu Tama Ani Im Yacholin Zevez Elishava. Right, but I'm not sure, right, that, if they could swear, meaning, what's his claim? Bishlama Shomer Chinam Mishtava Dela Pashaba. Fine, I understand that a Shomer Chinam could swear that he wasn't Poshea, and therefore he would be Pater Ela Shomer Sachar Amai Mishtava. What is the Shomer Sachar gonna swear about? That you, Rabbi Meir, said everybody's Pater. Kilo Pasha Nami Shlume Boy. Right, even if he wasn't Poshea, meaning like Rabbi Yehuda's Taina. Right, that if even if he wasn't Poshea, he would still have to pay. So I don't know why you, Rabbi Meir, the Tanakama, hold that you'll be putter by both, by paying. And he says, and the problem isn't only by Shamar Sachar. V'yafilo Shamar Chinam Nami, Hatein Epamaka Madron. This is only when do we say that Niskal is Lav Poshea by a Mako Madron, where he might have tripped, there's a slope in the street, and therefore we might say it wasn't his fault. Rashi's Lashon, Karov La'onesu. Shaloba Mako Madron, Mimatsi Meshavad L'Pasha. But if it was a flat, straight street, can he swear that he wasn't Poshea? He tripped over his own 2 feet. Right, is that really a case of Niska La Poshea? Really? And you'd be putter in that case? Continuing. And this is all Rabbi Eliezer's claim that I don't know why you'd be putter if you just swear. Via Filba Makamajunami, and even if it was a sloped area where you might say it was an Ones Hatenach, Hecha Delek Araya. This is only fine, I would trust the Shvu and say he's putter only when there's no other proof, no other surveillance cameras or witnesses that would know. Aval Hecha Deik Araya, they see Raya Vidi Pater. Right, but where there is a raya where it was in the middle of a public area, Rashi, but Makam She'edim Mitsuyim, so you should bring a raya, and you shouldn't be able to rely on the Shvuah. Right? Shvuah shouldn't be enough, because Edim are the best proof, are the best bearer. And therefore, if it was in a public place, you shouldn't be able to rely on the Shvuah, but you should have to bring the Edim. Avalechadik Araya, Nesi Raya Beniftar. Titanya, where do we see that this is what needs to be done? Titanya, Yisib and Yudomer. Ein Ro'eh, Shvuas Hashem, Tiyeb Ein Shnehem. Right, if there's no Ro'eh, if there's no other proof, so then the Shvu is taken. But Hayesh Ro'eh, Yavi Raya, Viyi, Viyi Pater. So that is all approach number one in our Gemara to explain the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Eliezer, the three different deos in the Mishnah and the Braisa. The Rishonim discuss, not so much here, Tosfos discusses this way back on Davav Amud Aleph. Remember we had there, and we also had it in Amafkin, the issue of the three parts of a Shvua, or three Shvuas, depending how you formulate it, that a Shomer takes. Rather, din of Rav Huna, Shvua Shalap Pasha, Shalap Boyad, Shvua Shehid Bershusa. Right, that we had that later on in the Masechta on Dav Lamed Aleph and Mabez, Rav Huna, Mashbir Oso, Shvua Shehid Bershusa. So there's really three things that the Shomer swears. So Tosfos discusses there on Dav Vav and Aleph. So our Gemara is saying, okay, he's going to swear Shalap Pasha Bo. But, and you're going to bring Edim instead of that? And that's the possibility that that's better? But what about the other elements of the Shvuah Sashomrim? Right? What about Shvuah Shalosh Bayad? What about Shvuah Shehid Bershuso? Right? Edim don't take care of that. So we're going to say Edim are a better Birur? Yeah, but there are other things that a Shomer has to swear. So what exactly does the Gemara mean here? So the Gemara says there, on Vav Manal, that's where Shvuah Shalosh Shalachti Bayad. So Tosfos says, Avakasha Mishili HaUmnin. I have a question from the end of HaUmnin, right? That's where we are, right? Why is it called HaUmnin? Because you can't just call it HaSocher, because the next verse is also called HaSocher. So look at the end of HaUmnin. Tika'amar V'nishpa O'nishpa Ein Ro HaYesh Ro Yavi Raya V'yipater V'yashem HaSholach Bayad. Ask Tosfos what happened to that Shvuah. Edom aren't going to help with that one. So Tosfos has three answers. Well, this is a serious question. The Yesh Lomar says Tosfos, Sheyipater mishvua shene'ensa, ach yishavash lo shalach bayad. You're right. Tosfos' first answer is an achinami. Right, the Edom would come, but they'll still swear. You'll still have to swear shlo shalach bayad. Number one. Number two, then Tosfos has a fundamental answer. Inami, shlo shalachti bayad eino nishba, ela al yedei gilgul shvua shlo pashati ba. Right, we alluded to this earlier. When we have the three shvuas of a shomer, are they all three separate mechayvim? Or is there one ikur and the others are nigrarim and it's fallen to that? Like, which is the main shvuah? Right, the Torah says the shomer has to swear. Pashtus, the ikur shvuah is what happened to it. Shvuah wasn't me. Shvuah wasn't Poshea. The other two seem to be added on. Make sure, well, that's only a good claim if you weren't Shalach Boyad earlier. Or, and you also have to make sure that Rav Huna says, make sure that it's not in your Rishus. But those are add-ons. So Tosfos says, once I get rid of the main Shua, then the other ones fall away as well. That's Tosfos' Lamdis. Shloshalachshi ba'yad, eino nishba, ela ayidei begilgul shvua, shalopashati ba. Ukshish roesh enensa, right, once you get rid of the ikr, patalagamre, then the others aren't added on. So that's already a conceptual point, which the first day of Tosfos might argue on. Why does Tosfos have the other day up? Maybe the first day says, no. Once they were misukan, so they each stand on their own, and even if you're missing one, the other one should be able to be mechuyav. That's number two. And then Tosfos quotes the Rabbeinu Tam as the number three. Maybe you only have those other shvuas when there is a reyasa, when there's a specific reason why I might think that you might have been involved in this. Rabbeinu Tam befarish afilo de gilgol o yishava hechashi mesa bifaneinu dein megalgalin ela b'davar hadome. Right, that's Tosfos says. Lama yishlom shloshalach b'yad dafka b'shutfin. Right, well, there's a reason why we might have thought that. Either way, three answers in Tosfos. When the Gemara here suggests, why don't you just bring Edim? What happened to the other shvuas involved? And Tosfos says different day is whether we would have them or not. Okay, that is all. Number one. Number two. Now we're up to a second answer to try to explain the stira in Rabbi Meir's. Right, we had a stira Rabbi Meir, niskal poshea la poshea. So the first answer Rabbi Elazar said was tavra, right? Misha shanazu lo shanazu, which the Ritva explained as really trei tanoi alibed Rabbi Meir. So now we have Reb Chiya bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan, last skinny line, shvuazu takanes chachamim hi. Really, it's a takana drabanan to allow the person who's schlepping a barrel to swear and be putter. Really, me'ikra did fundamentally, what's the shita, Rabbi Meir, over there? Niskal posheya. And if I'm carrying my own stuff, and I trip, and you get damaged on it, I'm a posheya, and then I'm chayiv. Why here does our mishnah say putter? Takana drabanan. For the societal good. Why? Takanas chachamim shim iato merkein. If you don't allow a person to be putter in this regard, ein lecha adam hamaver chavis lechaver mimakom lemakom. Nobody's going to ever help their friend schlep things in the street because they'll be nervous if I fall down by mistake and I'm going to be chayif. So that's why, really, fundamentally, chayiv, that's the rule. The rule is Bryce and Baba Kama, but Mishnah and Baba Metzia, that's the takana. De Rabbanan. And Eichi Mishtava, what does he swear then, according to Rabbi Meir? Both, remember, Rabbi Meir says both Shomer Chinam and Shomer Sachar. Amarava Mishshvua Shalo Bekavana Shivartiha. He doesn't swear that he wasn't Poshea because he was Poshea. Fundamentally, conceptually, he was Poshea. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. But he says he didn't do a Bekavana. And that's good enough. The Rabbanan could say that you're putter. Hefker, bezen hefker. However it's working, they could say that you're putter in this regard. Right? That's the, like Rashi says, Hei chishtava, l'Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, l'Rabbi Meir, v'adei posheahu. So you're not swearing what it was. You're swearing that you didn't do it by kavana. V'yasa, now we'll get back to the Gemara. V'yasa, Rabbi Yehuda l'meimar, just like we did in the first version, we explain what the other two opinions hold. V'yasa, Rabbi Yehuda l'meimar, Shomachinam yishava, Shomachinam yisachar yishale, maikidine, maikidine. No, fine, that works by a Shomachinam, but not by a Shomer Sachar. Because a Shomer Sachar, even if you aren't Poshea, you're still responsible. Vasa Rabbi Elazar Lameimar in Gemara Kirby Meir. Yes, I have the Misora like Kirby Meir. Mehu Tamani Yicholam Zela Zelishava. Same claim. We're just quoting it again. He still doesn't like this takana, even in the world, to put it by both shomrim. Bishlam Hashem Achina Mishtava Shlo Pashava El Shomer Sachar Amay Mishtava Kilo Pasha Nami Boy Shlume. Even if he wasn't Poshea, he's going to have to pay. V'yefle Hashem Achina Nami Hatine Baga Madron Shlo Baga Madron Mi Matzi Mishtava Shlo Pasha V'yefle Baga Madron Nami Hatine Achecha Deleka Raya. Ha'echadiga raya, nesi rabbi pater, titanya, isi ben Yehuda omer, the same exact raisa, right? In all these cases, maybe he wasn't Poshea, maybe he wasn't on a slope, maybe there were Edom there, and if there were Edom there, you should have to bring them. As isi ben Yehuda says, omer ein roeh, shvuat Hashem tiyeh ben shnehem, hayesh roeh, yavi raya, viyi pater. So this is all, though, a second version of Rabbi Meir. Is Rabbi Meir on a daraisa level? Or on a Durabanan level. This second day is saying on a Durabanan level. Good. The Minchas Chinuch and the other acronym here quote the Maharit. The Maharit discusses what happens, can he claim Ne'enas in a case that they were not Roim Mitsuyim. Says the Minchas Chinuch, this is in the Minchas Chinuch, Mitzvah Nun Zayin Os Chaf Aleph, says the Maharit. The afilu bimakom sheroim mikol makom im yesh lo migo de ne'enas bimakom she'ein roim ne'eman af bimakom sheroim bimigo. Even in a case, what is Isi saying? You know, if it's a place where there were people, so then it has to be, you have to bring them. But what if he could have said that it happened in a place where there were no people? Again, the mafkid has no idea what happened in these, in the case of Isi, right? Or in the cases of, right, a maver chavis. Right? What if I could have said that it happened before I turned the corner in a private place? I have a migu that I could have said it happened in a, makom she'ein roim, but, you know, what would you say in that case? Right? That's the Maharitz Chiddush, that even in a makom she'roim, if he admits to that, if he has a migu that it could have been nana, it's makom she'ein roim, ne'eman be'af be'makom she'roim be'migu. And then the Ksos is not happy about, this then, because the Ksos says, maybe you would never have a case of p'tur then, because everybody would always be able to say that it was nana's be'makom she'ein roim. He quotes, the Minchas Chinuch himself quotes the Ksos, he discusses this, and the Minchas Chinuch discusses the Shita of the Maharit, getting into issues of Migos. Okay, we're not going to go into it now. We discussed Migo a little bit on the other day last week when Migo came up a little bit. Pay Alef Mabez, Migo Machem Edim, but that is a discussion here. I want you to just be aware of. Okay, let's continue now. Last section of Hasocher es Haumnin. Hahu Gavra Tahavi Kamaver Chavita de Chamra Baristacha de Mechuza. Somebody is moving a barrel of wine, Baristacha de Mechuza, in the marketplace of Mechuza. Vitavra Beziza de Mechuza. And it broke because there was some type of ledge sticking out. Aziz, it broke. Rashi, kore hayotse min hakosel, ubalet es lushos rabim. It broke because something was sticking out. Also, lakami de rava, omerle, rizcha de mechuzah, shchicha bahinshi, zil I see rivi pater. Okay, I'm sure there were people there. I'm sure there were security cameras there. It was, it's a public place. So bring a raya, right? He did not rely on just swear to me, because if it's a public place, you need to bring edim. Edim is better raya than a shvua. Amalei Rav Yosef Bray, Keman, Ki Isi. So Rav Yosef says to him, who are you possibly like Isi? That's why you're making him bring Edim? So even though, right, you might say, Moshe Bechavar Lavaraya. Right, I mean, who's the Muchsak here? He broke the person's item, but if he could claim and make a Shvua. So either way, he says, but we possibly like Isi. Do you possibly like Isi de Abba? Amalei in Ki Isi, yes. We do possibly like Isi. V'sfirulan Kavase. And I also hold like him. Isn't that a double lashon? He says it twice. So let's do the next story where he has the same comment, and then we will explain. Ho gavra damar lechavre zil zavin li arba me'adani chamra. Please, he says to his friend, go buy for me 400 barrels of wine. Right? We mentioned in the past, 400 is a number that's used many times in the Gemara. It might just mean many. Right, 400 barrels of wine comes up at the beginning of Maseches Brachos. Right, the Gemara of Rabbi Preda and Erevin, he taught it to him 400 times before he learned it. Then he taught it another 400 times. Sometimes 400 seems literal because the Gemara is medayik in the number and then says 800, or sometimes it just means many. So either way, so he tells his friend, "Go buy for me a lot of barrels of wine." Ozos Avinlas, he goes buys for him. Lasof Asal Kameh, and then he comes to him, Armaleh, he says, Vini Lacha Arba Mea Dani Chamer, Vitkifa Lahu. I bought you 400 barrels of wine, but you know what? They all turned to vinegar. Sorry. They all went bad? Tkifu. Asal Kameh de Rava, so Armaleh, Rava says, Arba Mea Dani Chamer, Tkifa, Kala Isle La Milsa. No, if you bought wine and they all went bad, there would be a kol. There would be a kol. What would be a kol? Rashi, emas hechmitzu ve'etzel mihayu v'shel mihayu. That's such a large transaction. People will know the details. People will be talking about it, right? Chavre chavre islay, as the Gemara says elsewhere, right? That people talk when you make such big transactions and deals. People will know whether you bought the wine or you bought it as vinegar. And zil icy rai demeikara. So you have to prove that. Originally, kimaz mizavnis lahu chamer ma'al yavivi pater. You bring a raya that you bought wine. You know, because to me, maybe you bought vinegar. Maybe you just got ripped off and you're responsible. So if you really bought wine for him and then it went bad, fine. But you have to bring a raya because obviously there must have been edim around because everybody is talking about it. That's how Rashi says that, kala islay, it must be there's a call when somebody buys such a large item. The Nebuchadnezzar Yosef has a little different shot of what does it mean, kala islay. He says, when bad things happen to people like that, you obviously told somebody else. You obviously, I'm sure you shared your misery with company. And, that's why. Bring a raya that you told somebody. Chlomar, hayalachal litzok ulahodia larabim, v'em lo yesh yelachush, shem achomets kanisa bezol, v'en chanema b'shvu, eladavka baraya. Right, so I'm not sure if I'm gonna believe you. You have to bring Edim. So again, Amalei Rav Yosef Bray, Keman Keisi. Right, is this reflecting Isi? Amalei In, yes Keisi. V'sfir laKavase, and we even hold like Isi. Says the Ritva, yes the Ritva. Okay, so this is twice already. What's the double lashon of yes? It's like Isi, and we hold like Isi. What's the double lashon? Says the Ritva. V'achi Berusho. In Kiisi, Visvir Le Kavase, Afilu Bishvuos Da Alma. The Alfida Mishvuos Ashomrim, the Chsiv Bein Roeh, Uktamridanami Beidach Uvda the Chala. The Chiddush is that the context of Isi is by Shomrim. And we are extending it outside of the world of Shomrim. That's the Chiddush, and that's the double Lashon of, we passing like Isi by Shomrim, and I hold like him even outside of Shomrim. That's the double Lashon of, this, the Ritva quotes that some take out that extra line, but I'll keep it in and explain it as I just did. Period. Interesting, the Nemuki Yosef's line of misery loves company, and therefore you must have told somebody and shared the news. So we know that also from another halacha, the Sefer Achinuch. Sefer Achinuch by the mitzvah of Yovel. We know there's a mitzvah to blow shofar by Yovel. So the Chinuch gives a tam ha-mitzvah there. That, you know, when people's avadim go free and people have to give up their karka, you know, it's hard. It's not an easy mitzvah. If I have a nem on Eved that's been working me for so long and now he goes free, right, v'shava al mishpachto, and, you know, it's not so simple, right? So therefore, that's what we had earlier in the Masechta. A ger cannot be an Eved Ivri because doesn't go free, doesn't have a mishpacha to go back to, but it's hard. So that's why you blow the shofar. Why? But when you hear the shofar, I realize that everybody's going through this. Everybody's going through the same thing as I am, right? So misery loves company. Like the Nemuki Yosef here says, you would have shared it with someone, and therefore, if this really happened, then you have to bring witnesses to back up your point. Okay, continuing. Iskin Rav Chiya Bar Yosef Besichra. Rav Chiya Bar Yosef made a takana in Sichra. Hanu didaru ba'agra. Those who hired somebody to carry a load, and they carried 1.5 times the a regular person's load. Right? They took a bigger load on them. Right? Hanidadar ba'agra, Rashi says, mot kafuf be'emsa'o, right? Like a pole that is bent in the middle, v'nosno al k'tefo, you put it on your back, v'nosein shnei ba'de b'shnei rashav. Like you have a picture of the old schleppers, right? You have the two pails on the side and the board in the middle. Benosibo masa kave. So in this case, Hanadar ba'agra v'isbar, and it breaks. Nishalim palga, right? He has to pay for half. The poel that was makabel to bring the chavios from place to place, and it breaks. He has to pay for half of the. He's responsible. So says the Gemara, my taima nafish lachad v'zuta l'trei, because what he took was. It was too much for one person, but it wasn't the load of two people, right? And therefore, he shouldn't have taken it. But it's karvla oni, so karvla pshia, right? It's a little bit of both, and therefore, the person has to pay half. The Gilyan Ashas here, actually, let's just read a little more, and then we'll mention it. Bidigla mishalim kula. And in Digla, they would pay, they would have to pay the whole. Why? Because in Digla, he would take it even more. He would have to, it's a total pshia, because they used to sometimes carry the weight that was for two people. And that for sure, that's totally pshia, not korban la'onis at all, and therefore, they would have to pay all. So you see on the Nishalim Palka, there's a Gilyan Ashas, he quotes the Tosfos in Baba Basra, on Daf Samach Beis, which is a Tosfos that we quoted 3 days ago. We mentioned back on Daf Pei. Rashi said there, in a case where, it's a case where there's, two people that are working an ox. One guy pushing from the back, one guy pushing from the on top and pushing it down, and in a place where Mechazke Begunderi, in a place where it's known to be a rocky area, they both have to pay. Rashi says there, because Maman Davar Amuta Basafek, and therefore they both have to pay. We ask there, Maman Amuta Basafek, we usually paskin that Pater in that case, Moshe Becharel of Araya. So we mentioned there, no, Tosafos Baba Basra says, That's this Hazobah Basra. Sometimes, even the Rabbanan would say that you have to pay something based on what the Rabbanan think in a certain case. So in this case, even though it's Besafik exactly, but still they say that in this case it's appropriate to pay half in the first case and whole in the second case. Period. Finishing up, Rabba Barbar Chana Tavru Lehani Shkuloi Chavita de Kamra. So there were some workers that broke his items and they were schlepping it, and it wasn't a Makom Madron, Rashi says, right? It was just a flat place, and it was a Pshia. Or it was like the case of Digla where they were schlepping too much. Basically a total Pshia case. Shaka Ligimayu. So Liglimayu. So he took their coats. He took them. You owe me. Asu Amri Le Lara Amru Lara. They went to complain to Rav. Amale, Havlahu Gilimayu, give him back their coats. Amale, Dina Hachi, really? Why? Is that the din? Amale, in. Laman Telech Vaderach Tovim. What does that mean? Rashi says, Lefni Mishura Sadin. Really, it's not the din. Really, they owe you. But it was Pshia, but they didn't want to hurt you. They just were negligent. So, Laman Telech Vaderach Tovim. So, Yavlahu Gilimayu. They gave him back their coats. Amrule. But then they continued. Aniye Anan. We're poor, v'tarchina kulayoma. What do you mean? We had such tircha. The kafinan was starving. V'les lamidi. We don't have anything. Meaning, he didn't pay them. Right? He didn't make them pay. He didn't pay them. So Shmuel says, Amrule, zil havegrayu. So, I'm sorry, Rab says, pay them. Amrule, dina hachi, Amrule, in v'archas sadikim tishmar. Meaning, quoting this pasuk in Mishlei, which is Lefnim Mishuras Hadin, says the Mordechai, based on this Gemara, this Mordechai is back in Eilu Metzias. Says the Mordechai, sometimes you will find that we're kofin on Lefnim Mishuras Hadin. Right? Usually we don't. That's by nature. It's Lefnim Mishuras Hadin. It's not Meikir Hadin. Says the Mordechai, you see from this Gemara, V'yashkach l'nami beperek, Perek ha-socher basra, where is it? Perek ha-gozel basra. But chai ba-bal la-tesi de shemayim. Even the chazin ha-havi kipi luhu, ha-chi, ki de-isab so perek ha-umnin, gam anan kaifina la-mevet, lefnim mishur ha-din, im ha-echolis biyodo la-aso. So that's what you find. Rov other Rishonim argue, they say maybe this is a separate case for some reason. It's not we don't usually, we're not kofet al on lefnim mishur ha-din. Rebo Shafayasin has a tshuva in Choshe Mishpat Chelek Aleph Simin Samich relating to this issue. This was the case. B'davar Ma She'echad Ayesecha B'davar. There were people that were in contact with a certain Rebbe to teach their student for a couple of hours a day in the summer months. Right, and the person thought this teacher wrote the question to Rav Moshe, and they never finalized with you. You thought they were supposed to call you. They thought you were supposed to call them. So basically, it didn't materialize. They hired someone else. And then you found out about it. You're like, wait a minute, but that's my parnasa. And he said, well, I wouldn't have taken it, but now that I was offered it, so I took it. So the question is, what's the halacha in this case? V'shneichem rotzim lidat dati. So he says, he talks about the case that we mentioned a couple of days ago of ani hamhapeh pecharora, right? If somebody tries to get somebody else's job while they're about to get it. So does that relate? And then he says, well, what about lefim mishuras hadin? What about, let's say Meikar Adin, the second guy didn't do anything wrong, but Lefim Mishuras Hadin, maybe he knew. So would we make him give up his position? So that's what he talks about in our case. Nira Deina Klum, Demidas HaKhadidus Lohaya Toveya. He says, no. Ulavo Domi Lama Deisa Bava Metzia Daf Pegimel, Pahani Shkuloi, our case. Deshom Nira Dehumidin Kofin Al Staka. What was the last line of our Gemara? We're starving. It wasn't that we're forcing him to pay his workers. No, it was mitzad staka, says Rav Moshe. Kiva shohanim lo hayo lahem alecho. V'lachin kafuhu ba'amiraso shemuchiyav limcho lahem tviyaso. Masha chayavim lo ashkuloi al apshia shlo nizero bishmiraso umemela muchiyav lahem egrayu. Right, so that's not so clear that Mordechai is halacha, but this is an interesting discussion of that din, whether we're kofin al lifnei mishuras hadin. Okay, we now go to the second Asocher, and Rabosai, for those of you who have been waiting 82 daf for some Agadata, okay, now we have a couple of daf. We had a little bit, but it was like halachic Agadata, right? We had Loba Shemayimi, but that was related to issues of Ona, right? We had in the end of the Hazav, but now we have some bona fide, famous Gemaras coming up. famous Gemaras. We have Reish Lakish and Reb Yochanan on the horizon, right? We have Reb Chia, how he used to teach Torah to people. We have Rabbi Bar Nachmani, maybe one of the most unbelievable Gemaras in all of Shas, when there's a machlokas between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Tanoim, and we pass it against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's coming up on Daf Pei Vav, but that's over the next couple of days. See, here we go. Hasocher es Apolim, if somebody hires Apolim. Remember we discussed back in the beginning of Ha'umnin, right back on Ayin Hey. What's the difference between a Poel and an Uman? Tosfos says, nah, not much different. Tosfos says, at the beginning of the Perek, there, Davar, Mashbele, Pirkan, Dabasar, and Arapolim, you should depolim lo Mashbele Eschire Yom. Maybe the Umnin is a more inclusive Lashon, while Poelim is not. The Tiferes Yisrael, if you remember, said that Poel is like a schlepper. It's a physical laborer. While an Uman is someone who has a certain other type of skill. Not dafka, just brute strength. So, Hazorah to Umnin, V'amr Lahem Lahashkim Lahariv. So, Poelim, sorry. Hazorah to Poelim, V'amr Lahem Lahashkim Lahariv. So, if somebody hires Poelim, and he says to them, you know, come early and leave late. Right, Lahashkim Lahariv. Right, super, meaning more than... more hours than the average accepted rate. Tosfos, the first only Tosfos on the Amud, Pirishri, Bishesachron Stama. The cases where he hired them Stam, Vamar Lahem Acharshes Kiran Kfar Lahashkim Laharev. He hires them, and then after he hires them, he says, oh, by the way, I want you to come an hour early and leave an hour late. Avalam Hisna Meikara Hakolafitna O. If you have conditions when you hire, then nothing to talk about. Whatever they want. But this is a case where you didn't, so you hired them. And now he wants them to come earlier or stay later. If the minhag is not that way, then he can't force them. If the minhag is to give the workers food, then you have to give him food. And if the minhag is to give him like sweets and desserts, you have to do that. Hakol k'minhag ha'medina. Whatever the minhag ha'medina is, that is what it says. If you look in the Ramah in Chosha Mishpat, Simin Shin Laman Aleph, he says, he quotes this idea that much of worker conditions have to do with the minhag ha'medina. He says, Masha shchiach v'nase harbe pa'amim. Whatever is done and accepted, that is what is done. So Ma'isa, Rabbi Yochanan ben Ma'asya, this part of the Mishnah we had earlier, right, a couple of weeks ago, in the sugya of keeping your word, right? Does a word create financial commitments? If you remember then, we had that, whether dvarim are mishum chusrei amana. So we quoted this there. Ma'isa, Rabbi Yochanan ben Ma'asya, sha'amar lebeno, tzei schar lanu po'alin. So he says to his son, go hire workers. Halach u'pasak lemezonos. He did, and he even told them, I'm going to give you this amount of food for lunch every day. U'kesheba eitzel aviv. And when he came back and he told his father, I hire the workers. Even if you offered them the suit of Shlomo HaMelech, lo yatsasi de chovatcha imahen, you still didn't give them enough. Shehein b'nei Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov, because they are like Avram Yitzchak and their children Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. But to see the Gemara will talk about why this is. Right, Rashi on the first wide line, the sudaso shel Avram gedola mishel Shlomo. As the Gemara is going to say, right? The Eshel that Avram used to give is even greater. So he says, you offer them this, you're going to give them a ton. Ella, but rather, go make conditions with them before they start. Achelo yeschilu b'malacha, tsev amar lahem. If they didn't start malacha, so say to them, amenah she'ein lachem alai, ella pas v'ginis bovan. Right? No, I'm only going to give you the basic food. I'm going to give you some bread and some legumes. That's it. I don't want to give you more. If you don't do that, then you're going to have to give them a lot more. Remember, the key point is before they start doing malacha. Once they start doing malacha, we had a couple of days ago, a lashon of the Ramban, who said that's like a kinyan. Like a kinyan, I've been kona this commitment, and therefore, you would have to give it. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, lo hayatzorach lomar, hakol k'minag hamadina. No, you don't have to say that. Everything is k'minag hamadina. So, if the minhag is to have a lesser food given, so that would be enough automatically. Says the Gemara, fine. Pshita. So, isn't this obvious that you go by the minhag of Medina if you didn't make this condition originally? Lo tzricha de tafi lo hoa agrayu. But what if he didn't say it explicitly, but he paid them extra? He gave them more money. And he says to them, well, I paid you more because I obviously wanted you to put in more hours. Ma'u detema amar lehu. Ha detafai lehu, a igraichu, adait, the fact that I added and gave you a higher salary, adaita te mekadmisu umachshachisu ba'adai. Because I thought you were going to come early and stay later. More hours. Kamash malan, if it wasn't explicated, no, they're not responsible. To amar lehu, they can say to him, hi detafat, detaflon, the fact that you gave us more, adaita davdin lecha vitata shapirta. We thought you just wanted us to do super duper work. you know, make it extra special, no cutting corners. So that is why we thought, but not that you have to put in extra hours. The Meiri here has 2 days. So Lamaisa, what if they didn't do extra work? What if they didn't do Avidata Shapirta? They just did average work. So now, can he say to them, well, you know, I you have to become extra, so that's 2 days the Meiri has. He could deduct the extra that he promised. Or not, so it's 2 days in the Meiri. The Trumas Hadeshen and the Ksos have a discussion whether you ever say this, right, what's this Gemara about? Whether what's called in the other context, damim modiim. Right? If I pay you more, it's clear that I want something more. I'm expecting something more for you. Right? Is that something automatic? So the Trumas Hadeshen discusses this in Simin Shin Chaf Gimel, and the Ksos discusses this in Shin Lamed Aleph. Yeah, the Trumas Hadeshen, the Ksos commonly quotes Trumas Hadeshens and argues with him. The case of the Trumas Hadeshen is Ruvain Sakra Shimon Avur Asara Zehuvim Sheilach Lo Medina Plonis. Ruvain hires Shimon to give him 10 Zehuvim because I want you to take something to the other Medina. Right, bring a letter to the next Medina, and then Ruvain leaves. So Shimon is here and he has to go. He's like, oh, 1 second. Who's going to pay for my expenses on the way? I'm carrying this letter for Reuven to Levi. So who's going to pay for the expenses? You know, I don't want to pay for the expenses. So he goes to the people in the town and saying, I'm declaring right now, I'm only going to do this because Reuven is going to pay for my expenses. It's not on me. And then he goes and does it. And then he comes back to Reuven and says, hi, can I please have my expenses? Reuven says, no, I paid you extra to include the expenses already. And he's like, no, well, you didn't tell me that. No, I did it well. Right? So that's similar to this case. So the Trumas Hadeshen says, Yired Adinim Reuven, may also tam shu toen damim modiim, shesachro alakol zoshalo. Look, he paid him extra. Obviously, included in that were the travel expenses. Shari Shimon Modelo, shein roi losi schar gadol kol kach b'shlichas kazos. Shimon agrees that Reuven overpaid him. And even though Reuven admits that usually there's an explicit giving of the travel expenses to the workers, but still, hadamim modim, that's the Trumas Hadeshen's taina. And the Ksos doesn't like this. The Ksos says, look at our Gemara. Our Gemara says, if he doesn't explicate lahashkim lahariv, you don't say hadamim modim. They could say, oh, I thought you wanted us to do good work. Right, so you don't see Adam and Modim, and he quotes other Gemaras as well, but this is a discussion based on our Gemara. Okay, Amar Reish Lakish, says Reish Lakish, Poel b'knisaso mishalo b'siaso mishabalabayas. So what does that mean? We're going to go with Rashi and Tosas Zipshat. Poel b'knisaso, when he comes into the city after working all day out in the fields. When he finishes working, b'knisaso mishalo, he has to be mevater from his own time for the balabayis time, meaning he can't leave the field before the time is done, is up. His travel time coming back from the field to the city has to be on his own account. He can't leave early and cut corners for the balabayis because that's already the balabayis' time. B'knisaso mishalo, but b'yitziaso, when he goes out in the morning, mishal balabayis. So that's counted as work time when he's going towards work, and therefore whenever he's supposed to start, he could start at that time walking out to the field. Shene'emar, tizrach ha-shemesh yaseifun, ve'elmon osan yirbatsun, what we say in Berchi Nafshi, when the sun comes up, right, yaseifun, now they're gathered in, ve'elmon osan yirbatsun, yesi adam lefalo, ve'lavadaso adi arif. So you see, when are they going out? They're not going out before sunrise. Tizrach ha-shemesh, and then they go out to work. Ve'lechzi eichi nihigi. What are these rules? Why don't you just see like what the minhag is? Is the minhag to be on his own account or the balabais' account? Be'ir chadasha. It's a new town. No minhag. V'nechzi mehecha ka'asu. Why don't you go see from where they came from? So why don't you bring the minhagim from where they came from? B'nikutoi. What's nikutoi? Rashi says, shenislaktu mimakomos harbe. A melting pot. People came from a lot of different places. V'yesh makom shemakdimin, v'yesh makom shemakshichin. V'leka lemismach ela ad da'oraisa. So, you can't rely on anything besides the da'oraisa. Right? This is used in a very flexible sense. We find elsewhere. The word da'oraisa just means the text. Doesn't have to mean the Torah. So here it's based on a pasuk in Tehillim, David HaMelech. So that's what da'oraisa means. So you don't know. There's no minhag. So you're based on the pasuk. Or Yivayisema Damalu. Or it's a case where he said to them, Dagrisuli Kapol da'oraisa. Or he said, Beferish, I go by whatever the rules are that a Poel alluded to in the text would be paid. Shinu Gubatsis also says, you know, if there's somebody who basically is in charge of the city, somebody who's basically taking charge of getting things done, then he also might be able to make that decision of what the accepted custom should be. Near Elomar, Deheka to Amri, Meikar, Nikvalanu Minag, Kedei Shalom Nia Agudos Agudos, Viika Adam Choshuv Bahadayu, Umaskim Bekfias Minhagam, Yechol Hen Lakuv Zezeh, Kedin, Ulasiya Al Kitsasam, Shebeni Yerkov Zezeh, Vitzarachian. But he said it could be, once they come to an understanding, even if there's no Minag yet, that could be the understanding. Period. Once we darshan subsukim in Baruch Hinafshi, so we continue darshaning. Darash Rav Zeira. V'yamar, somebody once said, you know, saying Baruch Hinafshi and Rosh Chodesh differentiates between the men from the boys. Right at the end of davening, there's some things we have to be careful with. Baruch Hinafshi and Pita Maktores at the end of davening, and a couple of somewhat lengthy pieces that we have to make sure, like the show that Rav Pinkas gives. Imagine somebody who has a problem with their washing machine. So somebody goes, you get your tools, you start taking it apart, you're looking inside, you knock, you bang, you this, you that, and okay, looks good to me. And then you put everything back, you put it all, put everything in, close it up, and then all of a sudden, the wife sees there are two other bolts that are still on the floor. And she says, what do these bolts do? And the husband says, they're extra. You don't need them. That's fine. No, they're really not so important. But the guy who made the washing machine obviously thinks it's important to have those bolts in. You know, I had to take them out. So Rapinka says, davening is like a well-oiled machine that Chazal made for us. And then all of a sudden now, we're going to say, I'm going to cut over here, I'm going to cut over there, I don't need this, this is an extra bolt, this is this. We have to realize, if Chazal say it's part of tefillah, we have to do the best we can and not cut corners. Okay. Darash, Rabbi Zeira, V'Amri La, Tani, Rav Yosef. My dechsiv, Toshes Choshef Hilayla, Bosir Moskol Chayso Ya'ar, darkness, all the animals are around in the forest. Toshes Choshef Hilayla, Ze Olam Hazeh, Shedoma Lalayla. Olam Hazeh is compared to night. Bosir Moskol Chayso Ya'ar, Elu Rishayim, Shebodomin Lachaya Shebiyar. These are the Rishayim. You go out at night, it's dangerous. And it's Olam Hazeh. There are dangerous people out there. Tizrach HaShemesh Yaseifen Ve'el Mo'un Asam Yerbatsun. What is that referring to? Tizrach HaShemesh Litzadikim. The Tzadikim will have the sun shining on them. Ye Aseifun Rishayim L'Gehenim. And the Gehenim will, they'll part ways. Ve'el Mo'un Asam Yerbatsun. To each of their, right, ma'ona, each one will have a separate place, year but soon they will be laid down, right, as the Shulchan Aruch just points out, and based on Chazals, there are different Lashonos we have in Chazal. We have Ben Olam Haba, we have Nochel Olam Haba, right, we have different Lashonos, because there's different levels within. Not just getting in. But there's difference. That's what this Gemara says. Everyone's going to have a Mador Lafik Fodo. Yesi Adam Lafalo, Yesu Tzadikim Lakabel Scharan, Vlavodaso Adi Arev, Bemisha Hishlim Avodaso Adi Arev. Whoever is Mashlim, the Avoda. Right? The Bali Musar say that, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to follow the rules of the Torah. Right? So what do you mean? You have to pay your worker on the day. Schir Yom. You have to pay him on that day. Right? That's the Biomotitain Scharo. So the Bali Musar explained, no, that's only by a day laborer. But if there's a kablan, if there's someone who has a job to do, then you don't pay until the job is done. That's us. We have jobs to do. The job is not done until Adei Arev. Until the Erev of our lives, until the last day of our lives, until that point, we're not paid. And that's what this pasuk is referring to. Famous words of the Mesulas Yesharim, he quotes this Gemara, all the way at the beginning of the Sefer, right? In the beginning of Zahiris, Chelkei Zahiris in Perek Gimel, where he says, what does Zahiris mean? We have to look, we have to be focused. And the Mesulas Yesharim says, there are different types of ta'uyos, that the nighttime, which is Olam Hazeh does, right? He says, "V'hu mashamr chazal tashet chosh v'ilayla b'mitzia pegimel ze Olam Hazeh doma la'layla v'havein kama nifla hamamar ha'amiti hazeh l'misha ma'amik la'havin bo." See how wondrous this chazal is, comparing Olam Hazeh to darkness, says the Ramchal. Ki hine choshech ha'layla shnei minei ta'uyos. There are two types of mistakes that darkness might cause a person. Maybe you can't see at all. It's dark. You can't see in front of you. Period. It's dark. Or sometimes sheyate oso ad sheyira amud kihlu adam va'ada kihlu amud. Or you'll see, but the vision will be so warped, you'll see wrong. You'll see, think something is A, but it's really B. You'll think a tree is a person. Cain, and then he said there's two types of mistakes. He says that's two types of mistakes in the Ruchnius world also. Number one, we just don't see. We don't see the dangers. We just fall and it's dark. Number two, sometimes we think mitzvahs are averas, averas are mitzvahs. We just get mixed up with everything going on in our lives. That's the darkness, the depths of the message of Olam Hazeh being darkness. The Gemara also ends off that when are we going to get paid? Ad Aref, until the last day. Right, Ad Yom Oso. Right, there are various Gemaras. In Avodah Zarah, remember the Gemara in Chaim Etradion, the executioner takes the wool off and he says, "Am I going to get Olam Haba?" Yes, he swears to him, and then he jumps in, and the Baskel goes out and says, "Each the executioner, Rabbi Chaim Etradion, v'kasa tinori mezuman l'chay Olam Haba." Right, Ad Arev, until the last day, the last moment, there's times to earn schar. Good. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Ashkach Lahahu Par Haguna Tukatafis Ganvi. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon found there was a certain man who was appointed by the king to catch thieves. That was his job. Amar Lehechel Yachlus Lu. How do you know? How do you know who's a thief? How do you catch them? Lav Kichayosa Misili. Are they compared to Chayos? Right, so how do you understand? Right, they're like chayos that they hide. Right, they hide in the outdoors. How do you know who's a thief? So Ika da Amri Mehaikra Karmelay, or some maybe he quoted this pasuk. Ye'arov ba mistar ka arye besucho. Dilma shav kal tzadiki v'shavak terishie. Maybe you're taking the innocent. How do you know? So Amalei, Umay Evan, Harmona Demalkahu. What am I supposed to do? This is my job. I try to do the best I can. So Omar says, Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon, Ta'ag Merechechi Tevet. I'll give you some advice. I'll give you some advice how to catch real crooks. Ol Ba'ar B'Shar L'Chanusa. In the fourth hour of the day, you know, go out and check people out. Ki Chazis Inish, the Kashasi Chamra, the Kanaket Kisa B'Yadev. You see people that have some wine in their hand, they come in Namnim, and they're falling asleep in the fourth hour of the day. So ask this. Sholi Lavei. Ask. Eat Serva Me'rabanan who, if he's a big Talmud Chacham, so then there's no Rayo. He's, you know why he's fired? V'nayim Adumi Kadim Lagirsei. He woke up early to learn. So there's no Rayo that he's a thief. E Poelhu Kadim Ka'avin Avite. If he's a worker, then he probably got up early to work. Right, the Ben Yoyada points out, the first, by the learning, it's Akdume Kadim. It's a double lashon of early. Or it's even earlier. Via Vita Belalia. And if he had the night shift, Redude Radid. Maybe he had the night shift of smoothing out, golden strings, which is very quiet. So even if you didn't hear anything from the house, maybe he was up all night working. Vilo, and if he's not a Talmud Chacham, and if he's not a Poel, and then he's not a night worker, then Bichoshesh, they might be a ganav. He was working all night. Vilo ganav hu v'tafse. Doesn't mean vadai. Means the Ben Yoyada explains. Check him out, and then that's maybe a red flag. Ishtama milsa beimalka. The king heard about this great advice. Amru, they said to Blazer Reb Shimon, you had the advice. You know what? Now it's your job. Karani di garta iu levi parvarvanka. Right, the one who brings the letter is the one that makes the announcement. So you take over the job. Asiyul Rav Lazar Reb Shimon, the Kataf is Ganvi. Say, he used to be very good at it. He got all the Ganavim. The Ozil, Shalach Leil Reb Shua Ben Karcha. So Reb Shua Ben Karcha says to him, Chometz Ben Yayin, An Maziata Moser Amo, Shalach Elokeinu Lariga. What do you keep giving over Jews? What are you doing? Right? Shalach, the Lashon of Chometz Ben Yayin, right? That's from Meseches Chulin. I'm like vinegar compared to my father who's like wine. So here too. So Shalach Leil, he sends back to him, Kotzamani Machalim and Akerem. I'm just removing thorns from the vineyard. Meaning these are people who are chayiv. They're crooks. Shalach le, yavo bala kerem yechalas kotzav. Let the bala kerem get rid of his thorns. Right? You don't have to get rid of his own thorns. Period. Okay, there's more. Let's just try to finish the story and then we'll talk about it later or tomorrow. Yom achad paga be'ahu koveis. One time he met a certain, oh, you know what? Let's stop there for, the Ben Yoyada talks all about it here, how it's the powers that he must have used weren't only this idea, but also he used to read faces. If the Arizal says the Ben Yoyada says could read faces, so to earlier, the great Tanoim must have been able to do that. So it wasn't just by chance, but it must be that he was Vade once he was able to
Ein kavanashim serenu lamalchusa al pi asharot elu, ki asharot elu muzvar al pi arov. He says, no. He says there could have been other reasons that a person was up all night. He had a headache. He was up with his kids. He was up with his this. There were a lot of reasons. He had a stomachache. So he said, no, it must be acheyira beparts of shalohem asher bo yada beyavin bechachma elokis asher bekirbo shezeh adam hu yurai lachriso min haolam vukikot shein lo takana elasreifa shein bo lachluchis shel mitzvah. He said that's what you have to say that it is talking about in this case. Anyway, that's the Ben Yehoyada. There is a discussion also in the Rishonim whether the Tanoim or the Rabbanim throughout history have the power to do things l'shem horasha, kind of take the law into their own hands for the good of societies. This is might be similar to that. He felt that these were people who were undermining society, and therefore he should act. Okay, let's just maybe just try to finish the story, and then we'll make a comment of it after. Yom Achad Pagav Yehu Koves. One time he found the Koves. Karya Chometz Ben Yayin. And the Koves, this launderer, called him Chometz Ben Yayin. Not another one of the Tanoim. Right? He says, Omar mi the chutz of Kulehai, Shvamina Rashiahu. Amelu Tafsuhu. He was such a mechutzif. So he says it must be a wicked. So he told the people with him, oh, you could grab him. So he's included. Tafsuhu, they grabbed him. Lebatzat denoach daite. Once, Rav Shimon calmed down a little. He's like, maybe I was wrong. Maybe he was a mechutzif, but maybe he's not chayev. So Azabasar lefruke, velomati, tried to redeem him. Couldn't. Kari ale, shomer pivlu shono, shomer misaras nafsho. I should have guarded my mouth. Maybe I spoke too soon. Zakfus, they hung him up. Kam tute zakifa v'kabachi. So he went under the person who was about to be hanged, and he started crying. Omrule Rebbe, al yera beinecha. Don't be upset. Shehu ubeno balu. Let me tell you what me and my son did. Shehu ubeno balu nara marasa b'yom kippurim. He says, meaning we're big avaryanim. Hiniach yado b'nei meyav. He says, he puts his hands on his stomach, and he says, Omar sisu b'nei May I see su? Umasveka shalom kach, batosh shalom alachem alachas kama vakama. I wasn't even sure about this case, and it was true that he's chayim misa, so surely the vadai. Muftachani bachem sheirima vatoleh sholetes bachem. It sounds unusual, he's talking to his stomach. I'm sure that there's no rima vasholetes, will overpower you. It's not gaiva, he's just kind of saying like, I'm sure HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving me siyata d'shmaya in this way, that if I'm acting l'shem shamayim, no harm is going to come. V'yafilo achilo misvedaite, but he still was upset about it, Ashkiyuas, and therefore he was going to do a test to see if he was really that Kadosha Tahar in this area. I guess we're going to run out of time, so we'll stop there by Ashkiyua. We'll finish the story about him tomorrow. Tomorrow is also Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan Day here in Daf Yomi land. One of the most exciting Dafim, Pei Dalet, Be'ez Hashem. We'll get to that tomorrow, among other items that come up.